Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I remember growing up, many of my friends said not to drink coffee because you would be shorter. Now, I didn't like the taste of coffee. I still don't. So for me, not a big deal. But I'm a little taller than the average girl. I'm 5'6", although I think I'm shrinking a little bit as you get older and the more you sit. And, you know, people have always been intrigued by height. How tall am I going to be? Am I getting shorter? What can I do to maintain my height? So as you know, as we age, we do lose our height because within our discs or within our vertebrae, we have discs that are our shock absorber kind of pillows, you know, between the discs. And those start to dry up. They start to compress. And so as we age, we do get shorter because if your disc height is X amount between your vertebrae and that starts to shrink overall, you got a lot of discs within your spinal cord, you could shrink pretty significantly. What a lot of people don't understand is sitting makes you shorter. You could lose a centimeter or two every time you sit for prolonged periods of time. Why? The compression. Now, some people will say, but I don't get it. Standing also causes compression. It's true. If you are not moving and you are just staying still, the forces are a lot more. So sitting, standing in one place, if you know, understand gravity and everything we learned back in high school physics, you end up having more weight than if you're mobile, moving, and you're distributing that weight a little bit more. So some people are noticing that they're going to the doctor, they're getting measured, they're actually a little shorter. So a question that needs to be asked is, are you sitting all day or standing all day? Are you getting up and moving around? After a while, that disc compression sticks with you. Now, what is the average height? If I'm 5'6", apparently, I think American women are 5'3". I got some numbers here I want to give you. All right. So the average height for women in the United States, 20 years or older, and I am a little older than 20 years old, is 5 feet, 3.5 inches, or 63.5 inches. Now, this height came from CDC 2015 to 2018 data, but we've actually gotten taller. I think back in the 60s, we might have been about 11 centimeters shorter. From 1896 to 1996, data found that human height in Europe and Central Asia increased by 11 centimeters. So, wow. However, people are noticing that when they do look at some of the data, Americans seem to be getting shorter. Now, let me show you men's statistics. So, and I'll tell you about how some of these numbers come about. For men, the average United States American man was 69 inches. We're talking height, okay? We're talking height. And so that would be 5'9". So, you know, if you're 5'9", a male, that's pretty normal. Now, it will go down in terms of a 20 to 29-year-old. You could be 69.2, but by the time you're 80, 67.1. So you could lose a couple inches with age. Now, people are taller depending on where they're from. So with men, the Netherlands seem to have some of the taller men in this study. There was a study that was done, reported by Healthline, that I think also came from CDC data. The Netherlands, they're at 72.4. So that's 6 foot 4, or no, 6 foot, and then 0.4 of that, whatever that calculation is. Germany came next, Austria, Canada, UK, Jamaica. Brazil's average for male is 69.17. Iran, China, Japan, Mexico, Nigeria, Peru, India, Philippines. Philippines on this one table of average heights from 2019 data came at 65 inches. When you look at females and women, again, I believe the Netherlands tops the list of height. Then comes Montenegro, Germany, Greece, Australia, Canada, UK, South Korea, Puerto Rico, China. The average female height is 5'3". United States is shorter than China at 5'3.5". Then came Brazil, Iran, Mexico, Kenya, India, Indonesia, Philippines, and then Guatemala. The average Guatemalan female is 4'11". So here's the thing. America is a big melting pot. So we got people of so many different countries. And so if we are having shifts in our population, that could start to make some of us shorter. So, you know, when the Irish famine hit and we got a lot of people from Ireland, their height would then change, obviously, the metrics. If we have many people coming from Mexico and they may, on the whole, have a different height average, that could then change the average. So, not surprising. But if you want to improve your height, you're not going to get taller than where you are in adulthood. However, you could hydrate, preserve those discs in your back. You could eat well. The last thing you want is to start, you know, minimizing your bones and your bone health. Make sure you have your calcium. Make sure you have your vitamin D. Make sure you're exercising. And then, you know, you could always put lifts in your shoe if you're really concerned. But I always had a problem. I always thought I was too tall for a woman. I thought being 5'6" was too tall. Maybe I'm taller than average because it was really hard to get dates. Many people did not want to date me because I was taller than them, or they just didn't. But, you know, is there an advantage with your health to being taller than being shorter? Well, interestingly, if you're short, and we're talking not so much just mildly, but if you're significantly short, there has been a link to heart disease with short stature. With tall, if you are way above average with height, there have been links to cancer in those who are taller. Maybe it's because there's more organ, you know, mass. But coffee has not been shown to minimize your height during growth or puberty. However, if you're drinking coffee and not eating healthy foods, that could affect your height. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications, the network, for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X, Dr. Dahlia, or on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So each year, I tell you guys how to save money during tax season. I try to teach you guys how to save money all year long, but with tax season, there are medical deductions that you could take, and a lot of you aren't realizing that you could write off your mileage. You could write off your Uber. You could write off your parking if it is medically related. So I'm going to review with you some medical deductions. And I know I'm really, really bad myself at documenting and remembering and keeping my receipts. But now that everything is so, you know, computerized and electronic, where you could look at your credit card statements, you could look at your spending, you could start to then filter out what was when you went to the doctor or went to the hospital or had something medical. So how the IRS does it is if you spent over 7.5% of your adjusted gross income on unreimbursed medical expenses. You may be able to deduct what you spent over the 7.5%. So let's say you made $100,000 last year, okay, and you went to Walgreens. You can't necessarily just write that off. But if you spent, your adjusted gross income is $7,500 of $100,000, let's say. If you made $200,000, then that would be $15,000. If you spent anything over that 7.5%, so if you have a $100,000 salary, if you spent anything over $7,500, you could deduct it. So let's say you spent $10,000 on medical expenses last year, and you only make $100,000. $2,500 of that is tax deductible. Now, some of you will say, well, great, let me just send them my receipts. You got to be careful with some of your receipts because you have to understand what they will allow and what they won't. And I'm going to give you some of the lists. However, some of you will say, well, wait a second. You're telling me that I would have to spend at least 7.5% of my income, my gross income. I might not make it alone. Well, your dependents, your spouse, if all of you, let's say, got COVID, let's say all of you had pretty significant food poisoning. Some of you were hospitalized, God forbid. All that can add up under your income. And so, you know, your dependents, if you take care of a family member. So when you start to look and add all those up, you might notice that you're above that range. So definitely check it out before you file your taxes. So, Publication 502, which was recently updated December of 2023, breaks down the services and items that if you purchased in the last year could be tax deductible. So I'm looking right now at the document. So if you had a legal abortion, that could be written off. Acupuncture. If you have been treated for alcoholism. If you needed an ambulance, that counts. Your annual physical, but it kind of depends on if it's already covered by your insurance or not. If you have an artificial limb, if you have artificial teeth, bandages. How many of you had, let's say, a rectal abscess that had to be drained and then it had to be packed, but you had to buy bandages on your own? Or you have kids that cut and scrape themselves, so you buy bandages at Walmart? Those count. They're medical. Birth control pills. Any scans or x-rays, braille books or magazines, breast pumps, breast reconstruction surgery. Capital expenses is, for some people, some of the biggest expenses. Now, interestingly, if you needed to put in bars in the shower or change the grating from steps to a ramp, change the way the cupboards were, so that somebody who's using a wheelchair could access them, change the countertops. This could be written off. Now, if the main purpose was you were just trying to, you know, redecorate and increase the value of your home, no. But medical expenses that were made for your house could be potentially written off. So definitely look at that. So widening walkways, installing railings, modifying the stairs, putting that kind of elevator. You know where grandma's sitting there on a chair and she's going up and down the stairs, but it's a seat she sits on? Something like that. Hardware on doors, those all count. Your car. Okay, if you had to have a special design in your car because you have MS or wheelchair reliant, your car could possibly be written off. You go to a chiropractor, a Christian Science practitioner, your contact lenses. You know how much contact lenses are? That could add up. Crutches, certain dental treatment, diagnostic devices. Many of you bought a pulse oximeter after COVID. That can count. Disabled dependent care expenses. If you have to have home health, a certain treatment for drug use, your eye exam, eyeglasses, your glasses you could write off. How many of you have your receipt for your readers? Those all count. You better find it. If you had certain eye surgery, if you needed fertility enhancement, a guide dog or service animal, this is huge. Many of you have a service animal or a guide dog. If you have it, I believe, registered, everything legit, that pet and the pet expenses could be tax deductible. That's huge, people. Other things, hearing aids, home care, certain home improvements, certain insurance premiums you could possibly use, like your Medicare Part D, personal protective equipment. Let me see what else. Labs, lactation expenses. Let's say you have lead paint in your house. You want to get rid of the lead paint. That could be tax deductible, according to Publication 502. Certain legal fees. That might be. You look into that. That's fascinating. Long-term care. Let's say you had to go to the Mayo Clinic and you had to travel there for your medical treatment. Your flight, your hotel, your car, some of your food. That could help as well. Nursing home care, pregnancy tests, certain meals, optometrists, your oxygen, psychiatric care. Now, in terms of transportation, 22 cents a mile. Remember, it used to be about 16 cents, 22 cents a mile for you to use your car to go to medical, for medical issues, parking fees, tolls. So if you had to go to the doctor every 2 months, that could add up too. So make sure you add that. So what is not, oh, by the way, wheelchairs, certain wigs, if you need wigs, a vasectomy. Now, what can you not write off? You can't write off babysitting or child care. Can't do that. You can't write off controlled substances. If you had a cosmetic surgery, like if I ever finally start with getting Botox, I won't be able to write that off. Dancing lessons, no. Diaper service, no. Electrolysis or hair removal, which, again, I could use, they won't cover. Certain flexible spending accounts, no. The funeral, you can't write that off, which I think is ridiculous. But it's probably because funerals are so expensive these days, you'd have, you know, no tax burden at all. Future medical care. So let's say you want to purchase something just in case. Hair transplants, probably not. Your gym memberships, you can't write off. If you went to Dominican Republic, had, let's say, plastic surgery that was not FDA approved, could it? Maternity clothes, you can't write that off. Surrogacy, medical savings accounts, can't write that off. Teeth whitening, can't write it off. Your veterinary fees, maybe you could write off if it has to do with the guard dog or your service animal, but still double check that. Weight loss programs, no. Swimming lessons, no. So I went through this pretty quickly, but as you could see, there's a lot of things. It adds up. How many times have you had to run and get a pregnancy test or run and get certain medications or get bandages and then driving to and from? So some of you are like, how am I going to go back and figure this out? Well, 22 cents a mile for anything medically related. Double check this, though, with your tax advisor or your CPA or your accountant. But if every time you went to the doctor or had to go pick up a prescription or had to go to your therapy, you know, the reason why they have that is it's a little tricky to write off the depreciation and the damage to the car and the wear and tear of the car, but they might offer that under that 22 cents a mile. The home improvements, I can't tell you how many times many of you have changed the home around or said, look, we have to change this because we can't use the stairs anymore. Widening something, your shower, your bathroom, all these commercials I see to refit your bathroom to make it more wheelchair friendly or disabled friendly, that stuff all counts. So there's a lot of money you could save. Now, and trust me, you have to pay your taxes, pay your taxes. But if there are things you could write off because so much of your income went to medicine, you might as well take advantage of it. So I wrote an article. It's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's on LinkedIn. Definitely check it out. 1-877-DOCSALLY. Don't go away.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. There have been accusations that GOP House members are opposed to bipartisan compromise border legislation in the Senate because they want to help President Trump in November.
House Speaker Mike Johnson refutes allegations.
That's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Johnson maintained the deal currently under negotiation by senators this week is inadequate. Last week, Johnson expressed his belief that the deal is likely to face strong opposition and be rejected when it reaches the House, citing its perceived shortcomings. I'm John Schaefer.
Unexpectedly, recent data is showing an increase in the number of job openings in the U.S. According to the Labor Department's report released Tuesday, there were 9 million open jobs in December. The majority of economists agree the current level of job openings is considered healthy. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So performing a lot of telemedicine, I do see parents struggle this time of year with all the cough, cold, COVID, flu, RSV season. So, for example, I'll see a parent who is giving their child NSAIDs like ibuprofen while their child is sick, throwing up, have a tummy ache, and I kind of prefer Tylenol. Children's Tylenol is my go-to because many of the anti-inflammatories, like ibuprofen, etc., could irritate the stomach. And, you know, as parents are trying to figure out if the child has an ear infection or what their child has, it's very challenging. And so joining us next, which I'm really, really excited about to have her back, is Dr. Mona Amin, pediatrician and parenting expert, to talk to us about how to kind of overcome the challenges when we're trying to keep our kids healthy this winter. Dr. Amin, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, we are so grateful. So, you know, you're probably seeing what we're seeing. Talk to us about, you know, here we are, you know, peak flu season, January starting to wrap up. What sort of things are you seeing right now with your patient population?
Yeah, you're right on. We are in the thick of it with cold, flu, RSV, pretty much any viral illness, you can name it, especially in that pediatric population. And unfortunately, you know, when children get sick with upper respiratory infections, ear infections can follow in that child population. So I'm excited to introduce SmartCheck from Children's Tylenol, which is an easy-to-use otoscope device that provides parents and caregivers with 24/7 access to expert care. So this allows caregivers to remotely capture and share recordings of their child's eardrum with a healthcare professional to check for potential ear infection from the comfort of their home. So this safe product works just like a healthcare provider's otoscope, which is a magnifying tool used to examine the ear canal and eardrum, and turns a previously professional-only tool into an easy-to-use device for caregivers at home.
Hallelujah. You know, this is so needed. As many parents are now solely using telemedicine, and many telemedicine platforms limit what we're able to do when it comes to treating ear infections over the phone, and then the children have to go to an urgent care and sit for a few hours. So this SmartCheck, I mean, thank God it's coming out. You know, talk to us about, you know, how parents can get one of these, and how can we help our patients get something like this?
Well, I love it. And I think one of the most important things I like to remind families is that not all ear pain is an ear infection, and not all ear infections need antibiotics. So it can be so confusing, right? We have a teething baby who's pulling their ear, and parents automatically think, well, it must be an ear infection. You also know that that's not the case, right? So luckily, with new telehealth tools like SmartCheck, you can check for potential ear infection from the comfort of your home, and the SmartCheck simply slides over most iPhone or Android smartphone cameras, instantly transforming it into a personal otoscope. And so then, using the free companion app on your cell phone, caregivers can capture a clear, high-quality recording of their child's eardrum that's assisted by a patented eardrum finder guidance feature, so you are not going to mess it up. It shows exactly how to do it. And then through the paired app, they can easily share that recording to their doctor or their telemedicine provider to gain access to that 24/7 expert care.
That is fantastic. Does it have the technology yet for the pneumo, the pneumatic aspect of it to, you know, blow a little air, or do you see that something it's more pictorial, more visual?
It is definitely more visual. We do not have that feature yet, but that's something I hope, you know, technology can provide. But yes, it's going to give you a visual recording versus just a static photo, which as a pediatrician I appreciate, because one photo may not always capture the accurate the picture of what I'm seeing, but it starts recording from the moment the otoscope cover goes into the ear canal, into the eardrum. And like I said, with that patented eardrum finder guidance, it starts recording once the app and once the camera sees the eardrum, so the parent doesn't have to worry about, well, am I in the right place? It'll guide them and say, okay, you're going in the right direction, which I think is really cool.
Also very, very cool is that many children won't let anybody touch their ears, unless it's mommy or daddy or the parent. So, you know, many providers even struggle with kids trying to get that, you know, and so many children, it might actually improve our ability to visualize the eardrum.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and also you're in the comfort of your home doing this, right? We know that the moment a child walks into a doctor's office, they're scared. And that's just because of their exposure to being somewhere new, new faces, new people. We're all dressed in scrubs or white coats, whatever it may be. And so, yes, you're right that a family, using the way that they, you know, the eardrum finder guidance feature, can really possibly get these recordings. And if they're using telemed, can connect with that to get access to that expert care.
Exactly. And COVID, this strain of COVID has been causing ear pain. So like you said, you know, it's could be challenging. Is it a viral ear infection? Is it a bacterial ear infection? Review with my listeners how we can help kind of determine if we're looking more at viral versus bacterial.
great question. And like I said, you know, not all ear pain is an ear infection, and not all ear infection needs antibiotics. So ear pain, like I said, with a teething child, ear pain can happen if a child is teething because of pain that gets referred to the ear. The nerves are all connected. But how you know that you may be dealing with an ear infection that needs treatment would be this child who possibly has ear pain and a fever, or ear pain that's not responding to a medicine like Tylenol, for example. So the child is in a lot of discomfort, medicine isn't helping, or that child has ear pain plus a fever. So this is your indicators. Okay, let me get an evaluation. Now, is that going to be in person? Do I have something like the smart check that I can check at home and then, you know, decide if I need to go see a clinician? So that is how a parent can know that we need to take the next step to evaluate for an ear infection.
We're speaking to Dr. Mona Amin, board-certified general pediatrician, IBCLC, parenting coach, social media star, mother. Mona, I'm so glad you've been on the show previously. So how do parents get Smart Check?
Yeah, so the best place is to go to Tylenol.com to find out where you can get it, and also some really amazing videos on how to use the device. And like I mentioned, it is very user-friendly. I love it because, you know, as a pediatrician, I obviously know how to use an otoscope, but with devices like this that are going into an ear, I want to ensure that parents are using it correctly, following all the steps, and it provides a step-by-step instruction at Tylenol.com with way more information as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, full disclosure, I use Tylenol products. I'm very, very, comfortable with them, and I'm really grateful that we are starting to expand our technology to allow parents who are utilizing telemedicine to give doctor. You know, right now we've been just guessing, going, is it viral? Is it bacterial? You know, go get yourself checked out in person because we can't tell. So this is fantastic. So we really appreciate your team, the team at Tylenol. Any other information you'd like to share with my listeners?
Yeah, and you brought up the very important aspect of telehealth, right? This is a new space, so it can seem daunting, and it will never take the place of in-person evaluation, but it can provide peace of mind and next steps to know if your child needs to get seen in the office.
Wonderful. Where can my listeners go for more information?
Tylenol.com is the place to go.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Amin. We really appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you for having me once again.
No worries. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is something we predicted years ago, but this is where we're going to be moving, where you are going to have diagnostic equipment in your house. Again, medical deduction, that's a medical tax deduction, keep the receipts, where as you do telemedicine visits, rather than just speaking on the phone, you'll hopefully have blood pressure, hopefully have a stethoscope, so that we could listen to your heart, listen to your lungs, glucometers, pulse oximeters, otoscopes, ophthalmoscopes. These are things that we're going to be turning our homes. And I had said this a while back when we talked about home hospitals or home clinics, where you, a doctor remotely could be able to at least perform part of the exam if you have some of the tools. So pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So do we criminalize or do we decriminalize drugs? Does it work? I've had callers say, look, you know, it's ridiculous to put people who are addicted to a medication that are a non-threat to others. They don't kill. They don't rape. They're addicted to drugs. Ridiculous to put them in jail. We have others saying it's a public health crisis. They're leaving their paraphernalia. They can be a hazard to others. They can't, and so do you criminalize it? Do you decriminalize it? So we don't have a lot of data. if we don't have many areas and many cities and jurisdictions that have criminalized, decriminalized, but we do are, we're starting to get some evidence and we're starting to get some data, and it's coming out of Portland. So you know how Oregon had decriminalized drugs? Well, we're being told that now legislators, including Democrats, are looking to start to criminalize certain portions. So trying to reverse some of the previous laws. I think they want to make possession a misdemeanor category C, misdemeanor class C. Well, now, excuse me, we're being told that Oregon leaders have declared a 90-day state of emergency in Portland because they are trying to battle the debilitating fentanyl crisis. Now, the decriminalization happened about 3 years ago. Governor Tina Kotek, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, and Multnomah County Chair Jessica Vega Peterson made the declaration of a state of emergency and now are directing their agencies to work with first responders in trying to get these people help, resources, drug treatment programs, and, of course, they want to start to limit drug sales. Now, if this is being reported by Daily Mail, those people addicted to fentanyl who interact with first responders within the next 90 days will be triaged to a new command center. Staff will connect people with various resources from a bed in a drug treatment center to meeting with behavioral health clinician and then also register them for food stamps. Now, here's the thing that I have to credit them with, but I also have to criticize them for. When we make laws and we don't have the infrastructure in place for that law or mandate, it's a screw up. Just like what we're doing with electric vehicles. We don't have the infrastructure. People in apartment complexes can't charge at home. They can't find easily accessible chargers. Slow down on the mandates and the laws until all that is in place. Well, same thing with the decriminalization of drugs. Do you have enough behavioral health workers? Do you have enough addiction centers? If you don't, then you might want to rethink some of the laws where, all right, well, you know, the reason why we're doing this is we want to get them help. But when they decriminalized drugs, it wasn't, to their credit, anybody, you can use whatever you want to use, all the power to you, we're going home, see you Monday morning. That's not what it was. It was, look, rather than you going to jail, we want to instead transition from the criminal legal system to the healthcare system. So if you are using marijuana, cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, we want you medically treated. Well, the heart's in the right place, but where are the treatment centers? Where's all the staff? Where's all the beds? So if you're going to decriminalize and thinking, well, now people won't be excited to use it. People don't use drugs because, ooh, look at me. I'm smoking in the boys' room. I'm one of the cool kids. People use drugs, especially many of these individuals that you're seeing, because they are in pain. Because trying to withdraw from the drug is worse than death itself, and they want to avoid the withdrawals. I can't tell you how many times people have wanted to quit, they just can't, because they have to still be able to function. So it's easier for them to just continue to use the drugs than to go through with the withdrawal. So, do we have adequate pain treatment centers? Do we have enough medical professionals to help them? So it is a good move that they are declaring a state of emergency. I love the idea of trying to find these individuals and give them help. But I don't think Oregon or any state right now has the infrastructure for this. You notice when the government wanted to control the opioid crisis, they went after the doctors. They went after the patients in pain. We have a fentanyl crisis. Where's the fentanyl coming from? Is anybody looking at the border? Is anybody looking at China? So we do need to help those that are victims of this. But it seems like everybody's trying to dance around the big issue, and they don't want to address the issue. I would like to hear, as a part of the state of emergency, a call for restrictions of these drugs coming across the border or being produced and distributed here in the states or brought in from other countries. We have a rise in people overdosing and dying because they're either being poisoned, because they're getting high, or they're committing suicide because of the pain that they're in. And what have we successfully done? We've limited people who have severe pain from getting access to medications from their medical providers. Now, mind you, there have been some medical providers that were dispensing narcotics like Pez. So, yes, there had to be some restrictions and guidance. But it has gotten so bad when it comes to narcotic restrictions on medical providers that the average medical provider says, I just don't write them. Because if I do one step wrong, I lose my license. And getting a medical license is kind of hard to do. A doctor did not go through years of schooling just to lose their medical license. And I hear from so many people, they say, I just don't write them. It's safer that way. That's what we did. We scared medical professionals. So what do you think people in pain are doing? They're trying to find pain medication. And they're getting it bootleg. Or they're getting it from these other sources. They're not being watched. It's not being regulated. You don't know what you're getting. So going back to the decriminalization of it, you know, we always use alcohol as an example. You see how much better things were when we stopped prohibition? The problem is alcohol and drugs are two different things. I support the legalization of alcohol, but it took years for us to still figure out how to tell if somebody is driving drunk, having a penal system and a criminal system that will charge somebody who uses alcohol inappropriately and operates a motor vehicle or puts other people in harm's way. But drugs are different. Yes, they're a chemical. There's similarities there. But you have drugs that are gateways to other drugs. When somebody uses heroin or fentanyl or shoots up, now you have a syringe. A kid could grab that syringe. Now you have a biohazard. Somebody drinking alcohol, yes, maybe there's saliva on the bottle. But when we're talking drugs, you know, we're also talking about the burden of the overdose, the numbers of overdose, and what it costs to hospitalize them and care for them. Mind you, alcohol also costs money with hepatitis and pancreatitis and liver failure, etc. But we have so many more people doing drugs that are requiring them to be hospitalized that nobody's talking about that, you know, or the healthcare burden. So we have to rethink what we're going to do in terms of trying to limit the numbers. I don't think throwing them in jail is the answer always, but decriminalization is not working. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.